Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. And today is a day of updates. It's the end of the year, so I'm being really relaxed about how the show is flowing. We have had some amazing guests in 2014, and I'm lining up some amazing guests for 2015. And so I'm being really relaxed for the end of the year, because there's only a couple more weeks, and you know, with everything that's going on, there's just no need in, you know, cramming more information into our already overwhelming brain. So once a month, I'm going to do an update to let you know where I'm at and what I'm doing and how you can participate and join in on all the excitement. There's so many things coming. 2015 is really going to be my year to harvest. There's been many seeds planted 2014, and this has been a trial and tribulated year, if that's even a word. But I see this beautiful future with 2015. It's amazing. There's so many opportunities that are coming my way, and I'm grateful and blessed, and amen. All of the hard work is finally paying off, and I look forward to really opening up 2015 with inspiration, motivation, determination, and a very successful year ahead. Just to give you some updates, I have 4 books, 2 of which I am part of and 2 of which I am in the process of editing. And just reminding you that having tea with my skeletons is a very intimate portrait of my personal life, and it's really an opening up a lot of things for me, so it's been very difficult to edit, and lots of healing has transpired, and that's kind of what's the feet-dragging process is with that. The easiest of the 2 books is Pride and Prejudice, A Relocation Nightmare, which is going to open up, you know, what happened this year in regards to the discrimination I received in the courtroom, the mockery that I received, and you're going to see the full testimony of each and every trial and how that all transpired and how our legal system's really failing people. And I'm hoping that it's going to open up some eyes and ears of what's really truly transpiring in the courtrooms today. As well, I have been asked, and I'm very blessed to be part of a book called Tainted Eloquence, Simply Beautiful, Scars and Flaws, Rises and Falls, You Are Beautiful. So I have a chapter in that, and then I was recently invited to be a part of an anthology, Women's Voices Around the World. What an honor is that? It gives me goosebumps just to say it. So I have submitted 2 of my favorite articles, but you know, the editor and creator of this book will choose which she likes the best. And that should be coming out in December. And I will be getting all of that put together for you over the next couple of weeks. So definitely buy it for the holidays, Christmas holidays. You're going to have a variety of women who are survivors and strong and amazing, inspiring, motivating people, and to share that story with your friends and family. That'll be awesome. And hey, I'm in the book too, so that's kind of neat. Well, I'm really, really neat. I will, after this show, be interviewed on Tough Voices, and I'm looking forward to that radio interview. And once that's published, I will send out the link on Facebook. So if you're not connected to me, go to facebook.com/celiacroads, or go to my website and just hit the little Facebook icon. That's the easiest way. And let's connect. That'll be fun. The newsletter is coming out every month. It's been great. My blogs have been great. They've gained in popularity. And I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all of your support and love. Let's see. I'm going to take a quick sponsorship break. This is where we would have a sponsor when we get them. And I really am recruiting all of you to pass the word around, because I'd like to be able to do this once a week. And we really have enough guests to do this once a week, or once a day. And it's really what I love to do. So I'm holding this space.
Sponsor Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Call 941-275-1920 for more information. Rusty is an author, single mother, life coach, motivational speaker, and international radio talk show host. Rusty comes from a background of severe poverty, abuse, and has recreated her life after a messy divorce. Rusty is well known for her sense of humor, determination, and compassion. She offers a series of talks to help inspire, motivate, and challenge the audience to start living and thriving. Rusty is deeply committed to motherhood and her work inspiring others. Her book, Having Tea with My Skeletons, A Journey of Inspiration and Survival, is in the editing process. Two dates to be announced. Do you want to sponsor as low as $50 per show? Call 941-275-1920 for more information.
Very cool. So I'm going to give you a heads up as to what's transpiring for the rest of November. Next week, this Sunday night, I actually am thrilled to have Dr. Vilhauer on. She is going to talk to us about her book, Think Forward to Thrive, and you know how much I love that topic. On Wednesday, we're going to have Tiffany Mason. She's author and coach, and she has a huge success story that she's going to share with us. And on the 30th, we have Patricia Karen. She's the author of Karmic Alibi. Tell me that's not going to be a page-turner. And then on December 3rd, this is as far as I've gotten, we have Gail Lawley, and she is an author about senior choices and, you know, having choices with senior care and her trials and tribulations with that. And she sent me her book, and I'm going to be reading that over Thanksgiving break. I'm really looking forward to that. I'll be fat and happy with turkeys in my belly and reading a really good book. So definitely tune in. Stay alive, stay aware, and, you know, you got to live and thrive, and it's just such a cool journey, and I'm looking so forward to how everything is just going to unfold. It's been a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication, and without your support, I don't think I'd be doing as well as I'm doing. So grateful to you, and thank you. I really feel blessed. Be on the lookout for the couple of books that are coming out that I'm in, and be out on the lookout for when I launch the physical books. I can't even think now. Having Tea with My Skeletons, as well as Pride and Prejudice, A Relocation Nightmare. I have a feeling Pride and Prejudice is going to come out first because it's a little easier to write. And it's been, you know, a healing process to relive that and just put it behind me and move forward. But in that process, I'm able to inspire, motivate, and acknowledge a lot of the loopholes and legal failures that have transpired in my case, and hopefully help other families not to go through what we went through and are still kind of going through. But moving forward. So I look forward to talking to Dr. Vilhauer on Sunday night at 6:30 p.m., and I look forward to talking to you. So definitely tune in. Don't forget my Ask a PI radio show with David Duchesneau. That show has been rocking as well, and there's just so many things going on. It's crazy. And next year I have several speaking engagements that I will be involved in, so you're going to have to connect on my calendars as you can see where I'm at. Anyway, without further ado, I want to get on to my other radio interview. And know that I love you, know that you're beautiful, know you mean everything to me, and it's been such a blessing this year to meet all of the people that we've met and explore their lives and be touched. We had several shows that were very, very touching and beautiful, and I'm so grateful to have been able to participate in that and have you participated in it as well. So until Sunday night, know that you're loved, know that you're beautiful, know that I think you're amazing, and hey, don't forget to smile. It's the best contagion in the world.